Ever since the presidential election, Republicans have been asserting that their version of moral values was the winning factor. The media enthusiastically took up the mantra and echoed it endlessly for a solid 2 weeks. But as much media coverage as it got, an actual definition of moral values was nowhere to be found. The closest I could get was to look at the issues most often linked to talk of morals during the campaign, things like being pro-life or against gay marriage. So with that in mind, I took a look at the Republican record. George Bush often said he was a pro-life president, and his was the pro-life party. But as governor of Texas, Bush oversaw the killing of more people on death row than any other governor in U.S. history. And then in December 2003, he signed into law a bill banning late-term abortions, a bill that did not include an exception to save the life of the mother. Now where's the bottom of that slippery slope? When the fetus has a greater right to life than a living adult woman, it doesn't seem to be about morals anymore. It's more about women's place in society and about control over women's sexuality. And where does war fit into a pro-life morality? Was it pro-life moral values that prompted Bush to bomb a country that, by all objective accounts, posed no threat to us? A recent study by Johns Hopkins University estimates the death toll from the Iraq War to be at least 100,000, most of them civilians, not to mention the more than 1,200 American soldiers who have died. Another issue in the moral category, and much in the news this year, was that of gay marriage. I found that most of the Republican opposition to gay marriage is expressed in religious terms, calling it a threat to the sanctity of marriage. But this seems antithetical to a pluralistic society like ours. America was founded on religious freedom, meaning it's unconstitutional for one group of people to legally impose their religious beliefs on another group. Marriage, after all, is a civil action. In other words, no one's forcing churches to sanction gay marriage, only the courts. Throughout history, many rights have been denied for allegedly moral reasons. And is it moral for Bush to give away billions of dollars of our tax money to essentially the richest people in the world? All while two wars are being fought, education gutted, emergency rooms closed, and even vets' benefits slashed. To be fair, the Democrats apparently had similar moral values. They voted for the war, some voted for the late-term abortion ban, and many voted for the tax cuts. It's the hypocrisy of the moral claims that's bothersome on both sides of the aisle. Maybe I missed that Sunday school class, the one that taught that it was okay to say one thing and do another.